It's good that we can worship together once again. Things might be a bit different during the lockdown, but we ask you to be patient as we do our best to bring you the worship and the message. We're going to take communion as well this morning. I am promised that my results were put into the post on Thursday, so they should be here either this morning or Monday. Our first song is From Heaven You Came, and thank God that Jesus did come into this world.
This is our God, the servant.
Firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now we go on into prayer, and we know that our God always wants to hear our prayers. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you because you are so special to us. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What an excellent God you are. You are so faithful. You are so loving. You are so merciful. You are so powerful. And you are wonderful. As we come in prayer now, facing this further lockdown, we ask once again, Lord, that you would protect us from this virus. Help us, Lord, to keep to the restrictions that we are given. Help us, Lord, to do our best to make sure that we do what we are asked to do. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the nations. It's a hard time for them, and there are different views, different ideas, but Lord, they need your wisdom. So Lord, guide them, help them, empower them, and Lord, may there be unity among them. We pray for our own country, for our own leaders. We pray for our royal family. We pray, Lord, for all who are in authority in any way. Give them, Lord, that wisdom that comes only from you. We pray, Lord, for the work of the organizations that are helping us through this difficult time. We want to thank you once again for the NHS. We want to thank you for our police, for our ambulance service, for our fire service. But Lord, we want to thank you for all the volunteers, people who give up their time to help others in need, people who bring food, people who reach people by the telephone. Oh Lord, there is so much going on by volunteers, and we want to thank you for them and ask you to protect them also. We bring our own families and friends. Lord, we know that you love us. We know that you care for us. We know that you want the best for us. And so, Lord, we leave the lives of our families and friends and our own lives in your hands. And we ask, Lord, that you would do whatever you know is best for us. Lord, be our hope, be our faith, be our rock, and may we trust you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing the sorry if I made a mess.
Don't worry, just keep going.
Because did I announce From Heaven You Came?
You didn't, no.
So no. And now we're going to sing that wonderful old song, There Is No Love Like the Love of Jesus. Morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 12 to 22. Following that reading, we're going to sing another oldie hymn, On a Hill Far Away Stood an Old Rugged Cross. We're going to begin now with words from the psalmist in praise, and then carry on to prayer in general. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now we go on into prayer, and we know that our God always wants to hear our prayers. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you because you are so special to us. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What an excellent God you are. You are so faithful, you are so loving, you are so merciful, you are so powerful, and you are wonderful. as we come in prayer now, facing this further lockdown, we ask once again, Lord, that you would protect us from this virus. Help us, Lord, to keep to the restrictions that we are given. Help us, Lord, to do our best to make sure that we do what we are asked to do. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the nations. It's a hard time for them, and there are different views, different ideas, but Lord, they need your wisdom. So Lord, guide them, help them, empower them, and Lord, may there be unity among them. We pray for our own country, for our own leaders. We pray for our royal family. We pray, Lord, for all who are in authority in any way. Give them, Lord, that wisdom that comes only from you. We pray, Lord, for the work of the organizations that are helping us through this difficult time. We want to thank you once again for the NHS. We want to thank you for our police, for our ambulance service, for our fire service. But Lord, we want to thank you for all the volunteers, people who give up their time to help others in need, people who bring food, people who reach people by the telephone. Oh Lord, there is so much going on by volunteers, and we want to thank you for them and ask you to protect them also. We bring our own families and friends. Lord, we know that you love us. We know that you care for us. We know that you want the best for us. And so, Lord, we leave the lives of our families and friends and our own lives in your hands. And we ask, Lord, that you would do whatever you know is best for us. Lord, be our hope, be our faith, be our rock, and may we trust you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing the Sorry if I made a mess.
Don't worry, just keep going.
Because did I announce From Heaven You Came?
You didn't, no.
So no. And now we're going to sing that wonderful old song, There Is No Love Like the Love of Jesus.
Thank you.
The title to the message this morning is The Perfect Sacrifice. Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, and a few of us will be standing around the war memorial in Newton Abbot. But as I thought about it, and all the people that have made sacrifice for us in the wars of the past, I thought also of the great, and what I've called the Pike Sacrifice. And that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. Under the old covenant, there was no assurance of forgiveness, because there were endless sacrifices for sin. Every year, 113 bullocks, 37 rams, 30 goats, and 1,093 lambs were sacrificed. Christ went to the cross as our perfect sacrifice, and because that in the new covenant, God is able to say to us, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. There are Christians who are still living under the old covenant. Some still have no assurance of forgiveness and peace of mind. They cannot see that when Christ cried out on the cross, it's finished, he meant that he had done everything necessary to give us peace with God and a conscience freed from guilt. Others still firmly believe that they are right with God and have a place in heaven because they are doing their best and leading a decent religious life. But this is a delusion. We have to come humbly to Jesus, take him, accept him as our personal Saviour, and put our trust in him alone, and not in anything that we might have done. Only then can God remember our sins no more. The following quote is from God of Surprise, the life-changing, unexpected way that God works for our good, by William Crowder, used by permission of our Daily Bread publishers. The author of the letter to the Hebrews was writing to a Jewish audience and reminding them, as Peter had done at Pentecost decades earlier, that the source of our joy and life is in the one who knew the shame attached to his death and endured the horrors of it anyway. Now, as they are overwhelmed by their crimes against Christ, they are told the rest of the story. He is alive again and exalted at the side of the Father. For his death, Jesus, was not the end of his life. It was the end of the reign over death and over humanity. By taking the cross and conquering death, Jesus not only found his own joy, but he also provided a platform for our joy. Death was conquered by resurrected life, bringing joy out of grief. And the point of all this? By Jesus' resurrection, death is conquered to give us new life. Death is conquered to give us life forever. Death is conquered to provide hope in our seasons of grief. The surprising truth is that the only way to defeat the power of death was for someone to die and come back to life again. That is what Jesus did, which is the entire point of the only major theological section in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, which we have read. What Adam produced in that first life-filled garden, Christ had been destroyed by coming out of the tomb. The garden had been destroyed. So it is sacrificial love, marked by God and giving us his Son, and even making him to be sin for us. Now, my friends, this is amazing love. God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The one and only sacrifice which came from God, the perfect sacrifice. And so to God be the glory. Amen. And now, before we take communion, we are going to sing the song, Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. Because Jesus loves us and he died on the cross for us, that being the perfect sacrifice. Come and meet the risen Lord, for not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Let us come and bring our concerns and our problems to him and believe that he will deal with them for us. Let us come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility. And let us go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Lord, as we come to take the bread and the wine, we remember the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made for us. So we take the bread, we give thanks, we eat the bread in remembrance of the tremendous life that Jesus sacrificed for us. Let us eat. We know also that when Jesus met with his disciples, he not only took the bread, but he took the cup. He said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This," he said, "do in remembrance of me." Let us drink in remembrance of all that Jesus sacrificed for you and for me. Praise God. Lord, I am amazed that someone like you would go to the cross and suffer death to deal with our sins. And we want to thank you this morning for all that that means. We do also remember the sacrifice of those people who gave their lives in the war. But Lord, your sacrifice has dealt with so much. Our sins are gone forever, never to be remembered. Once and for all, they have gone. And so we thank you, Lord, not only for your sacrifice, but of course, for your resurrection. For as you promised, you came back to life and return to your Father. Lord, this is amazing. It gives us the victory over sin. It gives us the victory over death. Because one day, if we truly believe, then we will be with you in glory. So thank you, Lord, for that sacrifice. Thank you for the fact that it is a perfect sacrifice, and it proves just who you are, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. And now we're going to sing our last song, What Kind of Love Is This?
What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this? A love I've never known. I didn't even know his name. What kind of love is this? What kind of man is this that died in agony? He who had done no wrong was crucified for me. What kind of man is this who laid aside his throne that I may know the love of God? What kind of man is this? By grace I have been saved. It is the gift of God. He destined me to be His son. Such is His love. No eye has ever. No ear has ever heard, nor has the heart of man conceived. What kind of love is this?
Just remind you that although you may find it as a recording, the online sacrifice is going to be when bereavement comes, and it's a message to help us when we lose a loved one. Let us pray. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us, with those that we love, with those that we like, with those that we find it difficult to get on with. But Lord, may your blessing be with all people, be with us, and be with everyone, for you are a great and a wonderful and forgiving God. Amen.